I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Let's go to the cheese.
The cops were called to Chuck E. Cheese. They've been drinking drugs and guns.
And knives in this one.
The cops were called to Chuck E. Cheese. They've been drinking drugs and guns.
The patrons and the co-workers.
Somebody's fighting with somebody. Somebody call 911.
And in New Jersey, police are investigating after two people were injured in what they call a massive brawl and stabbing outside the Chuck E. Cheese Sunday night. The Deptford Police Department says officers were dispatched shortly after 6 o'clock to the Chuck E. Cheese, where people were actively fighting in front, in the parking lot, and in the restaurant. They call a massive brawl and total chaos. So, 15 to 20 people involved in the fight at the cheese. Officials say an unidentified female was found with a minor stab wound to her hip. She refused medical treatment at the scene. And an employee of the restaurant also sustained injuries as he attempted to separate the involved parties. His condition unknown at this time. Police say two females taken into custody. And anyone with information can contribute. Just go to the mouse cam or whatever. You probably got it all on video. Chuck E. Cheese never fails to pop into I Can't Believe It's News from time to time. Sometimes in I Can't Believe It's News, we do a little thing called Whidbey Island 911. This is a 911 call, but it's not from Whidbey Island. But guy called 911 not once, not twice, not three times, four times. To complain that someone had thrown his clam chowder into the dumpster. And then he called back to complain that he'd be given a misdemeanor summons for misusing the 911 system. This guy's 70 years old in Connecticut, and he called, yes, as we said, Monday, called four separate times, not to report any type of emergency, but instead yelling and screaming that someone had thrown his clam chowder into the dumpster. He admitted to the police there was no emergency, but they came to his house anyway. That's when they found him on the bed, and they said, hey, you know, quit dialing up 911 when you're drunk. I don't care about your clam chowder. And that's when he got all saucy with the cops, and they said, all right, well, then, you know, we're going to give you a summons for misuse of 911. And that's when he started getting into it with them again. That's when they cuffed him and took him out of there. So he's facing four charges. Calling 911, or five charges, 911 four times, and then resisting arrest. And this guy couldn't resist. He couldn't resist getting it out and getting it going in the middle of a plane on a flight from Bangladesh to Myanmar on Saturday. A 20-year-old college student got completely naked shortly after takeoff. While he was naked, pulled up some porn on his laptop and started doing the five-knuckle shuffle right there in the middle of the plane. One of the crew members told him to put his clothes back on. And I guess upon completion, he did that. And they were willing to let that go. Okay, fine. We'll just let it go, whatever. Just sleep it off. We'll deal with it when we land. Or whatever. But after he got his clothes back on, he tried to hug one of the flight attendants. That got aggressive when she rejected his advances. So then he gets angry, and then several passengers have to hold him down. Crew members tied his hands together with a piece of cloth for the rest of the flight. Not clear whether or not he'd been drinking or what, but they arrested him as soon as they landed. After he was doing the deal with himself there, you're going to tie his hands together with a cloth. Hope it wasn't his cloth.
I can't believe it's news.
In the middle of the plane.